Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, also known as the Hypnosis Queen, and today we have part 9 of how to manifest wealth through the power of your mind. Now, if you've missed the previous shows, they are recorded and you go back and listen to them because some of the things you may not understand or really get it if you have not listened to previous shows. So you can go back and listen to it anytime. Today we're going to talk about the keys that you can get to connect to the power. We call this source energy, God, the universal light of life's energy, whatever you want to call it. But there is one higher power in the universe, in the entire universe. And to connect to that power and to get what it is that you really want, you have to understand the keys to getting to that power, connecting to the power, to harness the power and use it for your own good. Okay, we're going to move along pretty quickly. And so if you need or want more information on myself, my hypnosis, I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and I have been since 1991. You can go to my blog, which is www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. You can also download a hypnosis audio for only $9.99 at cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage, and that is www.cdbaby.com/artist/CHERYLJSAVAGE. Okay, the keys to your power, the keys to harnessing the power. The keys to power are the most powerful ways to harness the force of love and receive the life that you're meant to live. We've talked a lot about love in the past here, and love, what is love? Love is actually, and you need to understand it, but love is a very positive and powerful force of energy. Love is pure energy, and it's a very positive and very powerful force of energy. Love is also a very high vibrational frequency, which, according to Dr. David Hawkins, in Power versus Force, he says that all energy can be measured by modern technology. And so what we actually feel, whatever feelings that we're feeling, whether it's good or bad or right or wrong, or happiness or depression, whatever it is, whatever feelings that you feel creates a vibrational frequency that can actually be measured by modern technology. So if you're feeling very, very depressed, very sad, then you're going to have a very low vibrational frequency, which it can go as low as, say, 30. And if it's like 30, then you're like just above death. So when you have a low vibrational frequency, basically you're putting out negative energy, and so therefore whatever goes out, whatever you give, you're going to receive. So that's why you draw back into your life negative energy. So if you want to be really angry, depressed, then whatever you put out, you're going to get back. Now, someone wrote to me and made a comment that, well, what if you're depressed and you can't find anything good to feel good about? I found that really interesting because we've talked so much about gratitude in the past and how to raise that vibrational frequency, and I know that depression is a very common problem in our world today, but that can be changed, and depression comes from negative, wrong, bad thinking, period. And if you're still having a lot of negative thinking, then you have not mastered the mind and you are not controlling your mind. So if you've not done so yet, then you go back to my previous shows and you will see on there how to master the mind, basically to get rid of the negative thinking. So if you have not done that yet, then please do so. You have to master the mind and get control of the thoughts that you think, get control of your mind in order to move forward here. The keys to the power is the most powerful ways to harness the force of love and receive the life that you're meant to live. And they are so simple and easy that any child can actually follow them. Each key that we're going to talk about today, each key will unlock the immense power within you. To use love as the ultimate power in your life, you must love like you've never loved before. And this material I'm getting today, a lot of it comes from Rhonda Byrne's materials, from The Power and also The Magic. But Rhonda Byrne was in the movie called The Secret. If you've not seen it, I would strongly suggest that you watch it. It doesn't give you the keys in detail on how to, but if you've not seen it, I would strongly suggest that you watch it. It is on a DVD. It's also available on, I think, YouTube. I think it's available on the internet free. To use love as the ultimate power in your life, you must love like you've never loved before. Fall in love with life. However much you have loved in your life, double that feeling. Multiply that feeling by 10 times. Multiply it by 100 times, 1,000 times, a million times. Because that is the level of love that you are capable of feeling. There's no limit, no ceiling to the amount of love that you can feel, and it's all inside of you. You're made of love. It is the very substance and nature of you, life, and the universe that you can love far more than you've ever loved before and far more than you've ever imagined. When you fall in love with life, every limitation disappears. You break the limitations on money, health, happiness, and the limits of joy in your relationships. When you fall in love with life, you have no resistance. And whatever you love appears in your life most instantaneously. Your presence will be felt when you walk into a room. Opportunities will pour into your life, and your slightest touch will dissolve negativity. You'll feel better than you thought it was even possible to feel, and you will be filled with the unlimited energy and excitement and unquenchable zest for life. You'll feel as light as a feather, like you're floating on air, and everything that you love will just seem to fall at your feet. Fall in love with life, unleash the power within you, and you will become unlimited and invincible. So how do you fall in love with life? Well, the same way that you fall in love with another person. If you remember when you ever fell in love with someone, didn't you absolutely adore everything about them? You fall in love with another person by seeing only love. Only hearing and speaking and feeling love with all your heart. And that's exactly how you use the ultimate power of love to fall in love with life. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are in your day, look for the things that you love. And this will be your assignment for the next week. Every day, every hour of every day for the next week, I want you to really focus on and look for and think about the things that you love. Remember I told you last week that people who are very happy, successful, and healthy talk more about the things that they love instead of the people that are not. Now, the people that are struggling, have health problems, are depressed, they focus on and talk more about the things that they don't love than the things that they do love, and that's why they're having so many struggles and have health problems and are basically, they don't have what they want. But you will find that the people who are really happy, who are really successful and have good health, focus on and think about the things that they love and the things that they're grateful for. So, how do you fall in love with life? The same way you did when you fell in love with another person. And you just really adore everything about them. You love everything about them. You don't look for their faults. You don't whine and complain about the things that you don't like or the things they do that you don't care for. You focus on their assets. You focus on the good in them. And that's exactly how you use the ultimate power of love to fall in love with life. Whatever you're doing, wherever you go, whatever you look for, just look for the things that you really love. And that's how to fall in love with life. Maybe it's look for a car that you love or the restaurants that you love. Look for stores that you love, Walk down a street through a store with the intention of finding as many things as you can that you love. Not the things that you don't love, but the things that you do love. Look for things that you love about other people. Look for everything that you love in nature, whether it's the trees, the flowers, the colors, whatever. See what you love. Hear what you love. Speak about what you love. Think about what you love. Talk about what you love. Do what you love to do. Because when you're doing all of these things, you're falling in love. You're feeling love. You're falling in love with life. You're feeling love for life. Talk about the things that you love about your home or your family or your children. Talk about the things that you love about your friends. And if you don't, then don't talk about them at all. You ever heard the old saying, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all? That's what my grandmother used to say. Tell them what you love about them. Talk about the things that you touch or smell or taste that you love. Tell the law of attraction what you love every day by singling out the things that you love and feeling them. Just think about how much love that you can give in one day by feeling the things that you love. When you walk down the street, look for the things that you love in other people. When you look in stores, look for the things that you love. Say, I love that outfit. I love those shoes. I love the color of those person's eyes. I love that person's hair. I love their smile. I love those cosmetics. I love that smell. I love the store. I love that table, that lamp, that equipment. You get the picture? Okay. Look for things that you love in situations or events and circumstances and feel those things. Remember how many times I have told you that your feelings are extremely powerful? Your feelings is what source energy or the higher power. Remember, there's one power. Scientists call it source. Christians call it God. Call it whatever you like. But there is one power, and that power responds to your feelings. So it's your feelings that's really, really important. Good or bad, law of attraction responds to those feelings. Look for those things that you love in circumstances and feel those things. Say, I love getting phone calls like that. I love getting emails like that. I love hearing good news like that. I love that song. I love seeing people happy. I love laughing with other people. You know, when someone tells me they're depressed and they have good reasons for depressed, and then they try to justify it to me. I've received, I think, three very long and lengthy letters about they're trying to justify to me why they should be miserable and depressed. And, you know, there's some people you can't help because you can tell them a million different times in a different ways why they're depressed is because they keep thinking the thoughts that they're thinking, which are all very wrong and bad and negative. So if you change your thoughts and the way you think, then you will change your feelings and the way you feel. So if you don't want to be depressed anymore, then stop thinking about wrong, bad, and negative stuff. And start just really paying attention to the things that you love and use the word. And when you use the word love a lot, then feel it. Remember when you love something, remember how you felt. Just reenact it with memory as if you're playing a game. And say and look for the things that you love. I love driving to work and listening to music. I love that song. I love to go to festivals. I love celebrations. I love life. Say those things. Say things. And, you know, at first, if you don't really feel it, say it anyway and try to pretend like you really do. And you know what? You'll find that eventually you will. You'll actually really love those things. You know, it's just all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. We are all hypnotizing ourselves every day. You are in charge of your mind. You are captain of your ship. You are captain of your soul. You are master of your destiny. So say, I love life. Look for the things that you love on every subject that lights up your heart and then feel the deepest love that you possibly can for that, whatever it is that you're talking about. If you're not feeling good and you want to change the way that you feel, or if you want to lift the good feelings that you have to a higher plane, then just take a minute or two and just go through a mental list of everything that you love and adore. And when you're doing this, this is really kind of like, remember when we talked about being grateful, which I did a show on just being grateful? Then go back and listen to that about being grateful and all the positive things that can happen to you or for you when you're grateful. Because Oprah, I think, did a whole entire show on how powerful it is to become grateful about things in your life, grateful about life, period. And, I mean, there was a whole, I think she had a whole hour on it. It's been years ago, but she did it. And I keep thinking about that. Just look for the things that you love on every subject that you can create, like the like feeling, same feeling, as close to possible as you can. So if you want to change your feelings to being feeling good or even feeling better than what you do now, then just make a mental list of everything that you love and adore. Do that in the morning when you start off the day, when you go to the bathroom to get ready, get in front of the mirror, and just make a mental list of, you know, what you adore, what you love. I love that I can see. I love that I have a roof over my head and I can be warm in this cold weather, or I can be cool when it's really hot outside. I love my family, and I love having the foods that I really love and love to eat. I don't know, make a just a mental list of the things that you really love, and that's really not hard to do, but start your day off every morning just a few minutes of having a mental list of the things that you really love. And you can do it while you're getting ready to leave to go to work or getting ready for the day. It's a simple thing to do, but the effect on your life will be amazing. And then I strongly recommend that you make a written list of everything that you love, which I urge you to do at least once a week to start with. Make a written list of the things that you love. And if you want to really put some power into it and get some feelings behind it and get those feelings charged, then write why you love it. I urge you to do this. I strongly recommend that you make a mental list every morning just for a few minutes to start your day. It has an amazing effect on your life. Then make a written list, like once a week, you know, on a one evening that you're not doing anything, you're not watching TV, especially if you're watching TV and it's not a positive show. If it's a very negative show, then turn it off and just make a written list of the things that you love. Include places that you love, the cities that you love, people that you love, colors, qualities in people that you love, companies that you love, services that you love, sports that you love, athletes that you love, musicians that you love, songs that you love, animals, flowers, plants, trees. List all the material things that you love from all the different types of, maybe it's clothing, homes, furniture, books, magazines, appliances, to foods, different kinds of foods that you love. Think about the things that you love to do and list them all, such as dancing or sports, shopping malls, concerts, parties, movies, vacations that you love. List them. Make a written list at least once a week, and then you can go to, you know, like once a month or then eventually once every 3 months. But you're going to find that if you do this, and I'm going to ask that you do this for 6 months, and some of you, if you're very persistent and consistent, and you really work hard on this, and you actually think about the things that you're grateful for, the things that you love, every hour of every day, you could change your life in 30 days, have amazing effects on your life in 30 days. But so basically, you know, if you think about the things that you love a little bit, then your life will change a little bit. If you think about the things that you love a lot every day, then your life will change in ways that you cannot even imagine right now. Remember, what you focus on expands, and you're going to get more of it. Your job is to love as much as possible every day. That is your assignment. Just love as much as possible every day. If you can just love and adore everything you possibly can today, look for and feel the things that you love and turn away from the things that you don't love, and your tomorrow will overflow with the untold hold happiness of everything that you want and love. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, love is the master key that opens the gates of happiness. You have to be alert to feel the love of everything around you. You have to be aware of everything that's around you to love. Otherwise, you'll miss things. You have to be alert to see the things that you love. You have to be alert to hear the sounds that you love. And you have to be alert to catch the smells that you love as you walk past them. You really have to be alert to really taste the food that you're eating and feel the fullness of the flavors. If you're walking down the street listening to the thoughts in your head, because they're running randomly through your head, you'll miss it all. And that is what happens to a lot of people a lot of the time. They hypnotize themselves by listening to their own thoughts that are running rampant in their mind, in their head, and so they're just kind of in a trance, and they're really not aware of anything that's going on around them. Have you ever just been walking down the street and suddenly somebody yelled out your name and you were kind of like startled because you didn't see him or you didn't really hear him at first? Or maybe you saw a friend and you had to call out their name a couple of times and suddenly they just kind of jumped and when they saw you? Or you're calling someone's name and they kind of woke them up because they were really not aware of being where they were because they're lost in a trance. Do you know what I'm saying? People can look alive, they can be alive, and they're living, but they're walking around in a trance, and they're not even aware of what is going on around them because basically they're in self-hypnosis of just paying attention to the thoughts that are randomly running through their head because they have no control and they can't control the thoughts that are coming in, which is not good. So have you ever been like in a car traveling and suddenly you looked around and realized that you were close to your destination, you can't remember how you got there because you were just kind of in a hazy daze, in a stare, staring at that line going down the road, then all of a sudden it's like, and you don't blink because you don't feel like blinking. You're in a trance. You're in deep thought over something. And before you know it, you're there. You actually hypnotize yourself by listening to your own thoughts, and so you just kind of get lost in a trance. The good news is that the more you give love, the more alert and aware you become. Love brings complete alertness. So as you make a conscientious effort to notice that as many things around you that you can love as you can each day, you're actually going to become more aware and alert. One way to stay alert is to trick your mind by asking questions such as, what can I see that I love? How many things can I see that I love? What else is there that I love? Or ask, what can I see that thrills me? Do you understand? You ask yourself a question, you're going to get an answer. What can I hear that I love? What can I smell that I love? When you ask your mind questions, your mind can't help itself, and it gets really busy right away to give you the answers. It stops other thoughts immediately so that it has to come up with like answers to your questions. The secret is to keep asking your mind questions regularly. The more questions you ask, the more you will be in control of your mind. Your mind will be working with you and doing what you want it to do instead of working against you. Have you ever heard the saying, oh my gosh, he is his own worst enemy? That's because his mind is controlling him instead of him controlling his mind. So the thoughts that are running randomly through the mind, which is just flowing in, and some people think that they actually can't stop it or can't control it. They just think it's an automatic thing that happens to everybody, and so they have to live with it. And it's not true. You have to learn to control your mind and the thoughts that you think. And then you will be working with your mind and doing, your mind will do what you want it to do instead of working against you. Sometimes your mind can take off like a freight train down a mountain without a driver if you don't stay in control of it. You are the driver of your mind, so take charge and keep it busy with your instructions by telling it where you want it to go. Your mind only takes off because, well, you're not in control. Your mind takes off on its own if you're not telling it what to do. The mind can be your worst enemy for those who don't control it. and you are master of your soul, captain of your destiny, or maybe it's you're captain of your soul, master of your destiny. I forgot. I haven't said that for a long time. Your mind is a very powerful and magnificent tool that you can use, but you must be in control of it rather than letting it distract you with out-of-control thoughts. You want your mind to help you give love. It doesn't take long to train your mind to focus on love, and once you have just watched what happens, once you have done that, watch what happens in your life. By the way, at the end of the show, I will tell you that you can call in if you choose to. Not actually at the end, but at after 1 hour on the show, on the program. Guests can call in at 347-637-2998. Also, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind, on that page, you can join chat. You can join me in the chat room. If you have a message or you have a, if you have a comment or a question, please do so. I do get comments. And someone says, speaking it out while thinking of it also charges it deeper. Your image is radiant, which usually means pure light emanates through you. I have a guest on here who has sent me a message, and that's what he said. Your image is radiant, which usually means pure light emanates you through you. Speaking it out while thinking of it also charges it deeper, and that is true. That is very true. Okay. So, Wallace Wattles said, you cannot exercise much power without gratitude because it is gratitude that gives, that keeps you connected with power. Wallace Wattles in the book called The Science of Getting Rich, I think it is. Okay. It is important to ask your mind questions because when you ask your mind questions, then you can then take control of the mind, and that is really very important. Your mind is very powerful. It is incredibly powerful, so it is also incredibly important for you to be in control of your mind. Does that make sense? So this guest on my chat room actually makes a very good point. Instead of just asking a question to yourself, within yourself, speak it out loud. Speaking it out while thinking of it actually deepens it into deeper. It really doesn't take long to train your mind to focus on what it is that you love. And once that you have, just watch what happens in your life because it will make, it will have an amazing effect on your life. The next key we're going to talk about is gratitude. Gratitude, I have talked about it so many times. We just talked about it briefly here. Oprah did an entire show on gratitude and the amazing effects it has on your life. I know thousands of people in the worst imaginable situations who have changed their lives completely through gratitude. I know of miracles that have taken place in health where it seemed to, there seemed to be absolutely no hope. Failed kidneys regenerate, diseased hearts heal, eyesight restored, tumors disappear, bones grow and rebuild themselves. And I mean, it's not all these people who I've known personally, but in all about history going back, I mean, starting with the Bible and go forward from there, there are stories. And if you pay attention to these stories that people tell and write, and there's witnesses to these stories, these aren't made up stories, they're true. And I've had people make comments to me, well, but that was in the biblical days. Well, those same stories still happen today. We're still in biblical days. This is still biblical days. It's just a different day. Times may have changed, but gratitude is still as powerful as it has ever been. But pay attention to these stories. And these stories, when people have miraculous, and I mean miracles happen in their lives, then you will see people who are really grateful, who show gratitude. I know of broken relationships that have transformed into magnificent relationships just through gratitude, failed marriages completely restored, and estranged family members reunited. I have done a lot of counseling with people like this, and I've watched relationships, I mean, do a complete 360 from total hate to true love. I've seen people who were in total poverty become wealthy through gratitude. People have turned their failing business into very successful business. People who have struggled with money all their lives have created abundance. People who have gone from living on the streets to having a job and a home in a week. I know of people who were very depressed and have just shot themselves into a life of joy and fulfilling lives simply through gratitude. Every single savior of the world used gratitude because they all knew that gratitude was one of the highest expressions of love. They knew that when they were grateful, they were living in exact accordance with the law. Why do you think Jesus said thank you before he performed every miracle? And if you know Jesus, then you know that Jesus was always grateful no matter what. For all the good, he was always grateful and said thank you before every prayer. Every time that you feel grateful, you are giving love. And whatever you give, you receive. Whether you're giving thanks to a person or feeling grateful for a car, a vacation, or a sunset, or a new house, whatever it is, you are giving love for those things. And you will receive back more joy, more health, more money, whatever it is, more amazing experiences, more incredible relationships, and more opportunities. Try it right now. Right now, while you're listening to this program, think of something or someone that you're grateful for. You choose the person that you love more than anything else in the world. Focus on that person and think about all the things that you love and are grateful for about that person. Then in your mind or out loud, tell the person all those things that you love and are grateful for about them as though they were right there with you. Kind of like a child in play, pretending. Just pretend they're right there. Or if they are there, then tell them. Tell them all the reasons. Tell them right now all the reasons that you love them. You can recall particular instances or moments by saying, remember the time when, and as you're doing it, feel the gratitude begin to fill your heart and your body. Remember the story I told about my own father, my dad, when he bled out. He started bleeding internally, his membranes became very thin, and they busted, and he was losing blood so fast that, well, he lost nearly all the blood in his entire body by the time they got him into intensive care unit in the hospital. When he was lying there in ICU, because of his age, being an elderly person at 85, I think he was, maybe he was 84 then, while he was lying there, it didn't look very good. Didn't look very hopeful, as a matter of fact. And there wasn't really a whole lot that they could do for him at the moment. And when I showed up, I kind of took over, and I said to my dad, I want you to make a list and start thinking about the things that you're grateful for. He was white and gray all over, and so weak he couldn't move. But he could move his eyes, and he kind of looked at me in a very weak voice, and very struggled to speak, said, yeah, I'm grateful. I got my, he said, his cemetery plot. And I said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all the things that you are grateful for in your lifetime, the things that you've received, the things that you've done that you're grateful for, the family that you have, the accomplishments that you have done, to think about those things that you're grateful for. And he nodded his head yes. And as he did, within 1 minute, the color started coming back to his face. Before our eyes, as we stood around him, he started coming back to life. And that man made a full and complete recovery, where he had very, very little chance of even surviving at that point. But he just simply started thinking about what he was grateful for. So right now, just think about something that you're grateful for. And someone, if you have someone sitting there that you love, tell them all the reasons that you love them. Recall some times when this or that happened that you were really grateful for. Happy, happy moments, happy times. Remember those times, how you really felt at that time. Remember while you're doing this, feel the gratitude as it begins to fill you up, fill your heart and your body. The love that you gave in that simple exercise must and will return to you in the relationship and in your whole life. That is how easy it is to give love through gratitude. Albert Einstein was one of the greatest scientists who ever lived. And if you know me or you've listened to me very many times, you know that I am a huge fan or admirer of Albert Einstein. I love Albert Einstein. I don't know why. I studied him when I was in high school. I studied him when I was in college. And I'm always interested in anything and everything that Albert Einstein ever did, everything he said. But he was one of the greatest scientists who ever lived. His discoveries completely changed the way that we see the universe. And when asked about his monumental achievements, Einstein spoke only of giving thanks to others. One of the most brilliant minds that has ever lived thanked others for what they had given to him 100 times a day. That means at least 100 times a day, Einstein gave love. Is it any wonder that life revealed so many of its mysteries to Albert Einstein? There was a quote by Albert Einstein, and he said, 100 times every day I remind myself that my inner and outer life depend on the labors of other men, living and dead, and that I must exert myself in order to give in the same measure as I have received and am still receiving. Albert Einstein died in 1955, which was the year that I was born. When you're grateful for the things that you have, no matter how small they may be, you will receive more of those things. If you're grateful for the money that you have, however little you have, you will receive more money. Think about that. If you have less than $10 to your name, then be really grateful for what it is that you do have, and you will have more. You will receive more. If you're grateful for a relationship, even if it's not perfect, that relationship will get better. When I say grateful, I mean think about and feel grateful. Remember how we just practiced that exercise and how you filled up your heart with being grateful? So if you're grateful for the job that you have, even if it's not your dream job, you will receive better opportunities in your work because gratitude is the great multiplier of life. So if the only prayer that you say in your entire life is thank you, then that is enough. And if that's the only prayer you say, that would be sad. So let's say if it's the only prayer that you have time to say in the day that you go through, when you end your day before falling asleep, say thank you. Thank you, and think about the things that you're thankful for that happened that day, the things that you're thankful for that you have, the things that you have already received, the things that you do have now, and be thankful for the things that you're about to receive. Gratitude begins with two simple words, thank you. But you have to feel grateful with all your heart. You've got to feel it. Remember, feelings are powerful. You have to start to say thank you, and the more you feel it, and the more love you will give. There are three ways to use the power of gratitude in your life. And every one of them is giving love. Be grateful for everything that you have received in your life. In the words, from your past. Everything you've already received. Two, be grateful for everything that you are receiving in your life at the present time. What you have now. Be grateful for what you're receiving now. And three, be grateful for what you want in your life as though you've already received it. So the things that you really, really want, and we talked about this in the past, I want you to write your goals on a piece of paper, and then you write why you want it. Then you remove everything from that list except the one or two most powerful things on that list that you really felt a lot of feelings, a lot of passion for, things that are really important to you. Then I want you to be grateful for already having that. Pretend as if you have already received it. Don't worry about where it comes from. Don't worry about how you get it. You are not bigger than the universe. You're not bigger than the higher power. You just simply focus on being grateful and being thankful for what it is that you want, what you really, really, really want, as though you've already received it. Does that make sense? In your mind, just pretend you already have it. You've already received it. Feel it. Feel grateful. If you're not grateful for what you've received and what you're receiving, you're not giving love, and you don't have the power to change any of your current circumstances. So if you want to change your current circumstances, then you have to start giving thanks. You have to start feeling grateful for those three ways I just gave you, for what you've already received, what you are receiving, and what you want in your life in the future, as being grateful for that as though you've already received it. When you give thanks for what you've received and what you're continuing to receive, it multiplies those things. And at the same time, gratitude brings you what you want. Be grateful for what you want in your life as though you have received it. And the law of attraction says you must receive it. Can you imagine that something so simple as being grateful can multiply everything you love and completely change your life? Can you imagine it? Because it can happen. A divorced man, lonely, depressed, and working in a job he hated, decided to practice love and gratitude every day to change his life. He began by being positive to everyone he talked to during the day. When he called his old friends and family, he shocked them with how positive and how happy he was. He began to be grateful for everything that he had, right down to being grateful for running water. And this is what happened to him in his life within 120 days. This is a true story. Everything that he hated about his job miraculously changed, and he now loves his job. His job even takes him to places that he has always wanted to see. He has the best relationships with all of his family members, which he had never had before. He paid off his car, and he always has all the money that he needs. He has good days no matter what is happening, and he is married again to the first love of his life from the 10th grade. Gratitude for the abundance you have received is the best insurance that the abundance will come. If you use gratitude a little, your life will change a little. If you use gratitude a lot every day, your life will change in ways that you can hardly even imagine right now. Not only does gratitude multiply everything in your life, it also eliminates the negative things. No matter what negative situation you may find yourself in, you can always find things or something to be grateful for. And as you do, you harness the force of love that eliminates negativity. Gratitude is actually the bridge to love. Rhonda Byrne told a story about her mother. Gratitude can actually take someone from the deepest grief into happiness. And Rhonda Byrne told the story about her mother. It's about gratitude. She said, "My mother and father fell in love with each other virtually at first sight, and they had the most beautiful love affair and marriage I've ever seen. When my father died, my mother suffered from enormous grief because she missed my father so much. But amidst her grief and pain, my mother began to look for things to be grateful for, other than being grateful for all that she had received from the decades of love and happiness with my father. She looked for things to be grateful for in the future. The first thing that she found to be grateful for was that now she could travel. Traveling was something my mother had always wanted to do, but didn't do when my father was alive because he never wanted to travel. My mother did fulfill her dream. She traveled and she did many other things that she had always wanted to do. Gratitude was the bridge that took my mother out of immense grief and into building a new life of happiness." Did you know that it is impossible to feel sad or have any negative feelings when you're feeling grateful? So if you look for things that you're grateful for, you think about things that you're grateful for, what's going to happen? Those sad feelings are going to leave. If you're in the middle of a very difficult situation, then look for something to be grateful for. When you find one thing, then look for another and then another, because every single thing that you find to be grateful for changes the situation. Gratitude is the bridge from negative feelings to harnessing the force of love. Remember how many times I've talked to you about love? What is love? It's a very positive and powerful force of energy, a very positive energy that you can use to harness, to work in your life and to work with it. It's the law of love. There is a universal law called the law of love, and there's a lot of information about it, and all the information, basically, I'm giving it to you right here. So learn to harness that force, that very powerful force, by focusing on the things that you love, focusing on the things that make you feel really heartfelt about something. Remember the things that you've done in the past that just made you so happy, or the things that you've received that made you so happy and fulfilled you with real gratitude. Gratitude is the bridge from negative feelings to harnessing the force of love. It's like a vaccine. When anything good happens to you in your day, just give thanks. It's that simple. You can do that all day long. It can be little things, and you don't have to say it out loud. If you have people around you, then say it within your own mind. But as my guest on here said, you know, if you can, if you're alone, then why not say it out loud? It will deepen it. It'll make it even stronger. You can, that enables your own mind to focus. Focus on what it is that you're thinking, saying. When anything good happens to you in your day, just give thanks. It doesn't matter how small it is. Just say thank you. Mentally, if you have people around, but out loud, if you're all alone, and you can do that. It'll help you to focus. You know, it doesn't make any difference if it's just a good parking space or one of your favorite songs that you hear on the radio. Say thank you. Thank you for playing that good song for me right now, for me to hear. Just say thank you. There are all those good things that you're receiving in your life. Just say thank you. Give thanks for your senses, for your eyesight, for your ears, your mouth, for the nose that smells, your skin that feels. Give thanks for the good legs that enables you to walk around and get to where you want to go, or the hands that you use that does almost everything for you. Give thanks for that voice that enables you to express yourself and communicate with others. And while I mention that, then why not make the things that you say, that you express yourself and communicating with others, then make it positive instead of negative. You know, just say positive things. If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. Give thanks for your amazing immune system that keeps you well or that heals you, and for all your organs that maintain your body immaculately so that you can live. I mean, it doesn't make any difference if you're in a very difficult or situation or circumstances that is negative. If you focus on the positive, you can change your situation in amazing ways that you cannot even imagine right now. So no matter what it is, I'm trying to give you examples. I'm giving you ideas here of the things that you've been grateful for. Remember in my show when I talked about being grateful, one of the stories I told was about a survivor of the Holocaust who was in a concentration camp as he stood there naked and cold and starving, waiting to be thrown into a fire. The woman in front of him was throwing herself on the ground hysterically, beating herself up, screaming, "I'm going to die, I'm going to die," and she just screamed her head off. He decided that the one thing he wanted to hold on to was dignity, so he stood there, and while he did, he closed his eyes, and he started thinking about all the things that he was grateful for that he had received in his lifetime. And then he started imagining in his own mind being back in America, in New York, in his apartment, warm with a cozy fire, and he had food, and he started arranging the furniture in the apartment that he imagined being in, and all of a sudden he heard a noise, and he opened his eyes, and he looked. The guard had left, and the gate was open, and he walked out. He was one of the survivors. So it was his determination to live and focusing on life ahead of him that saved him. If he had been like her and been hysterical, he would not have survived. So no matter, I use that story a lot because, and that was a really brief, concentrated version of the story, but basically I use that story because to me that's the extreme worst case. And if you're, you know, if your situation or your story of your life is not that bad, then there's always things that you can always focus on being grateful for. Give thanks for the things that you have already received, and think about the things that you're receiving now, whether it's your eyesight or the good legs that you have to walk on, or your food that you eat and the smells that you smell and the songs that you hear and the ears that you have to hear it with. Because there's always things to be grateful for, and I get disgusted with people sending me letters trying to tell me why they're depressed, because they can't find anything good to be happy about or to be grateful for. Are you kidding me? If you have the ability to even write me that letter, then you should be grateful that you have a mind to think with, that you have a computer to use to even send me that email. Over the last year, I've received about 3 of those. They're really sad. They're very sad, and they're only trying to justify in their mind why they want to be miserable. You know, if you're miserable, it's a choice. Life's full of choices. We have free will. If you want to be severely depressed and be sad and be a victim of circumstances and have a life of crap, it's because you chose to do that. You are in charge. You are captain of your soul. And if you choose to be depressed, then it's your choice. If you want to be happy, make a decision to be happy, and you will be happy. Real happiness comes from within. Real happiness does not come from other people or circumstances, because while other people or circumstances or a windfall of money may make you happy, it's temporary. And when that's gone, are you still happy? Because real happiness comes from within. It is a decision. You decide to be happy, and you stop thinking all the negative thoughts, and you start focusing on what you're grateful for every day. Give thanks constantly. Every hour of every day, give thanks to what you're grateful for, and your life will turn around in, a 360, and it will change in ways that you cannot even imagine right now. Do that. I just say, focus on right now, let's just go for 30 days. And after 30 days, see if you don't feel any better, even if it's a little bit better. But if you're doing this a lot and being really grateful, a lot, like I said, your life will change a lot. If you're being grateful for just a little bit, your life will change a little bit. Just give thanks for whatever you can think of, whether it's your health. And if you have poor health, then it was your negative thoughts that got you there. Give thanks for your mind that you have, that you can think, that you can hear this. Give thanks for the computer that you have, your body that you have. I mean, the most valuable things in life come free. The greatest asset that you have is your own mind. And your body is like a pharmacy. Everything, you have the state-of-the-art pharmacy within your body to heal anything within you. I don't care what anybody says. People who know the mind, who know hypnosis, knows that the mind tears the body down and the mind can also heal. You can heal anything in your body. You can heal injuries. You can heal diseases, illnesses. I don't care what it is. But the mind is in charge. Your entire body is the greatest laboratory on earth, and there is nothing that can come close to replicating its magnificence. You are a miracle. I think they find that the human body now is worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 billion. If you sell all the parts and you could capture the energy within, blah, 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 then DNA and so on and so on, it's worth a fortune. I watch people that take better care of their pets and their animals and they do their own self, their own body. If you had a $1 billion horse, would you feed it dope and alcohol and junk foods? Seriously, you would want to put that horse on a healthy diet and be the prize, and you'd want to take really good care of it. Well, think about taking really good care of yourself. Just give thanks for your home, your family, your friends, your work, your pets. Give thanks for the sun that shines and gives you warmth and gives you light. Give thanks for the water that you have to drink and to clean with, the food that you eat, the air that you breathe. Those are all really, really valuable things, and they're all free. Your family and friends are extremely valuable, and they come free. You get what you give. You receive what you give. the sun, the water. Maybe water's not free, but give thanks for the water that you have. Give thanks for the food that you have. Give thanks for the air that you breathe. You cannot live without air or water. You can't live without any of these things. So give thanks for them. Give thanks for the trees, the animals, the oceans, the skies, the rain, the stars, the planet. Give thanks for the transportation that you use every day, the companies that provide you with essential services that you cannot live without or to give you a more comfortable life. Give thanks for the switch of, you can flip the switch to have electricity. To me, electricity is very, very valuable. I give thanks for electricity. I love electricity. And I love water. To use the power of gratitude, practice it. The more you feel gratitude, the more love you give. And the more love you give, the more you receive. Are you grateful for the health when it's good? Or do you only notice your health when your body gets sick and hurts? Are you grateful for a good night's sleep? Or you take those nights for granted and only think of sleep when you're deprived of it? Are you grateful for your loved ones when everything is going well, or do you just talk about your relationships when there's problems? Are you grateful for electricity when you use an appliance, or do you think of electricity when the power, there's a blackout? Are you grateful to be alive each day? Every spare second is an opportunity to be grateful and multiply the things that you love. I used to think that I was a grateful person. I actually thought I was. I've thought of myself as a grateful person. The more I became more aware in these last few years, probably about the last 3 years, of being grateful, how powerful it is, I thought of myself as a grateful person until I actually started practicing it just in the last 6 months. I started practicing it, and the more I practice it, the more in tuned I am to be more grateful. And I'm probably more grateful now than I've ever been in my life. I find the things that I'm most grateful for are the things that are actually come free. I'm grateful for my mind. So I try to take good care of it. The legs I have to walk with and the things I do and the talents I have and the things I've taken granted for, I'm more grateful for now than I've ever been. So if you've not given thanks in the past, then do so. Because now, if I'm driving or I'm just walking, I use that time to give thanks for everything in my life. I give thanks for my family and friends. I do that repeatedly. I give thanks for my good health and for water and electricity. But mostly every day I give thanks for the peace and the love and the harmony that I have in my life. We are still a free country. I don't know, I can't say if that will last, but we are still a free country. We still have peace. We're still able to do what we want, when we want, go where we want, and that is everything. But give thank you, say thank you, and give thanks for your good health, because, you know, think about it. Isn't that really the most important thing above all, is your health? Think about it. If you lose your health, does anything else even actually matter? Because I have come close to losing my health. Let me tell you, nothing else mattered. Nothing. Say thank you. Thank you for your wonderful life. Thank you for everything wonderful and good in your life. Just be grateful. Gratitude costs nothing, but it's worth more than all the riches in the world. Gratitude enriches you with all the riches in life, because whatever you're grateful for multiplies. And we're running out of time, and I'm going to have to end this, and I didn't get as far as what I was hoping I would get into this. There is one certain way that you can make yourself feel even better about any subject in your life, and that is to create games with your imagination and play. Play is fun. So when you play, you feel really good. If you remember, like when you were a child, you would be very imaginative or creative in your mind, and you would pretend in your mind that you were maybe Superman, and you would put on a red cape and pretend that you were flying and through the air and you were saving people or whatever. We grow up and we start becoming serious. At some point, we stop playing and having fun like we did when we were children. So with the result, that is, as we became adults, we became more serious about life. But seriousness brings more serious circumstances into your life. When you play and have fun, you feel really good. And voila, really good circumstances come into your life. Life is supposed to be fun. So play with the law of attraction, invent games with your imagination, because the law of attraction doesn't care, doesn't know if you're imagining or playing it or if it's real. Whatever you give in imagination and feeling, it will become real. Everything starts in your mind. Everything in this world starts in the mind. So how do you play? I'm going to have to end it here. Basically, I just want you to try to be creative in the mind, and I want you to imagine your life the way you want it to be. Not the way it is. Don't think about the way it actually is, but think about the way you want to live your life. Imagine living your life and being the person that you really want to be. Here's an example. Let's imagine that you're a cyclist and you want to become the best cyclist in the world and win the Tour of France. Your training's going well and you have your dream in sights, but you're diagnosed with a disease and you're given about a 40% chance to live. While you're having your treatment, you imagine that you're riding in the Tour of France and it is the race of your life. You imagine the medical staff as your training team giving you feedback at every checkpoint. Each day you imagine you're racing in a time trial and your time is getting better and better. You win the race with your medical team and you overcome your disease. 1 year after you win back your health and you win the Tour of France and you continue to win it 7 years in a row, becoming only the only cyclist in history to achieve that, this is what Lance Armstrong did. He used the most difficult circumstances as props to create an imaginary game and realize his dream. Here's one of my favorites. Let's say that you want to have the best built body in the world. So you want to become and you also want to become a famous actor in America. You live in a tiny village in Europe and come with a family that has struggled financially, but still you imagine your dreams. You use a picture of a hero to sculpt your body, and you imagine winning the European's title for the best built body. You win that title 7 times, and then it is time to become a famous actor. You travel to America and no one believes you are an actor. You're not actor material and they give you all the reasons why you will never achieve your dream. But you have imagined being a famous actor and you feel the success. You can taste it and you know it will happen. Do you know who I'm talking about? This is what Arnold Schwarzenegger did when he won Mr. Olympia 7 times and then came one of the biggest names in Hollywood, and he also became the governor of California. Okay, if you want to download in my hypnosis audios, you can get it for only $9.99, and one of them that is available to you is Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. You will find it either on cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, which is CherylJSavage. You can email me if you didn't get anything, if you didn't get an email or a website address or something. Email me at thehypnosisqueen@AOL.com. Please send me questions or comments if you like, and I appreciate all the comments, and I appreciate all those who are listening to the show. You can email me at thehypnosisqueen, that's thehypnosisqueen, @AOL.com. Send me your comments, questions, whatever you like. I appreciate all that listening, and we're moving forward, and we're going into next week. We'll be talking about how to use imagination and capture that in the imagination, in your mind, to connect with that power, using the power, harnessing the power. I also have a lot of my material from the Master Key System from Charles F. Honnell from 1912. Please come back and join me again. And if you've missed any of the previous shows, go back and you can listen to them as they are recorded.